Welcome to the Satellite Evolution Global podcast series, where we explore all things satellite. In this episode, we will take a deep dive into how AI is being used to revolutionize satellite communications. Let's get on with it. So, over to you, Hannah and Robert.
All right, so you want to know how AI is changing things up there in the world of satellite communications, huh? Well, you've come to the right place.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating area, really.
We've got this super interesting article. It's called How AI is Revolutionizing Satellite Communications in Space.
Oh, yeah, from the Satellite Evolution Group, right.
That's the one. And let me tell you, this thing is packed with some really mind-blowing stuff.
It really dives deep.
Like AI predicting crop yields from space? I mean, come on, that's straight out of the future.
And it has the potential to be truly transformative for so many industries.
Right. And then they start talking about autonomous satellite fleets. Like, whoa, hold on a second. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I think it's important to remember just how much we already rely on satellites, you know?
Oh, absolutely. For everything.
Yeah.
GPS, global internet access.
Exactly. It's all connected.
It's all up there, silently orchestrating our modern world. And this article really drives home how AI can make these systems even more powerful.
Okay, so one thing that jumped out at me was how AI is making satellite communication, like, way faster.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The article mentions a boost in data throughput by up to 30%. But, like, what does that actually mean for people like you and me?
Think about it this way. You're trying to download a huge file, right? And it's taking hours.
Ugh, I hate when that happens.
AI could cut that time down to minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Or imagine a world where you can have real-time remote surgery even in the most isolated locations.
Wow.
All thanks to lightning-fast data transmission via satellite. That's the kind of future we're talking about here.
That's crazy. Okay, and it's not just about speed either. This article also talks about how AI is, like, revolutionizing the way we process satellite imagery.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you can analyze, what is it, massive amounts of data, visual data with incredible precision.
Finding patterns and things, you know, anomalies that humans would probably miss.
The article gives this example of AI predicting crop health and yields.
Yeah, yeah, fascinating stuff.
Like, imagine, what if we could anticipate food shortages and optimize, you know, crop production? What would that mean for global food security?
I mean, it's a game changer for agriculture, but it has implications way beyond that. Think about disaster response.
Yeah.
Search and rescue teams could pinpoint a missing hiker in seconds just by sifting through satellite images with AI.
That's incredible.
Resource management, too. You can track things like deforestation, water quality, all sorts of things.
So it's like having, I don't know, like this constant intelligent eye in the sky, you know, watching over us, helping us make better decisions.
In a way, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
But okay, what about the satellites themselves? This article, it also talks about AI playing a role in what they call predictive maintenance. What is that exactly?
Well, think of it like your car, right?
Yeah.
It needs regular checkups to make sure everything is running smoothly.
Yeah, of course.
Satellites are no different. But instead of waiting for something to break down, AI uses data from all the onboard sensors to sort of anticipate potential problems.
So it's like a virtual mechanic keeping those satellites in tip-top shape.
Exactly. And the benefits are huge. They're saying that predictive maintenance can extend the lifespan of a satellite by 15%. And reduce maintenance costs by 20%.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is, especially when you consider just how expensive it is to launch and maintain these systems. Those savings really add up.
That's amazing. It seems like AI is, like, optimizing every aspect of these complex systems. But with so many satellites up there, things must get a little crowded, right? Like a space traffic jam.
You're exactly right. Managing all those signals, it's a huge challenge.
Yeah, that's where frequency management comes in, right?
Right.
This article, it mentions AI making sure all those satellites can communicate without, you know, interfering with each other.
It's all about dynamic allocation. AI is looking at real-time data on frequency usage and then automatically assigns different frequency bands to different satellites.
So it's like air traffic control, but for space.
Exactly. Constantly adjusting to prevent collisions, but in this case, it's collisions of signals.
Okay, so we've got speed, we've got image processing, we've got maintenance, we've got traffic control. Is there anything else AI can do up there?
Oh, there's plenty more. But one of the most important is cybersecurity.
Oh, right. With all that sensitive data flying back and forth, how does AI help keep things secure?
Well, it's really good at detecting unusual patterns.
Like, for example, what?
Let's say there's a sudden spike in bandwidth usage from a particular satellite.
Okay, yeah.
AI could flag that as potentially suspicious activity. It can be a sign of a hacker trying to get in.
That's scary.
It is. And AI's ability to detect and respond to these threats in real time is crucial, especially when you think about how much we rely on these systems for, banking, national security, emergency response.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's a lot to think about. It really feels like we've only just scratched the surface of what AI can do in this whole world of satellite communication.
Oh, without a doubt. And we haven't even touched on the most futuristic part yet.
You mean autonomous satellites? Exactly. But that's a whole other conversation.
I can't wait to dive into that. But first, let's take a quick break and let all this information sink in. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to continue our deep dive.
Satellite Evolution Global Podcast Series is sponsored by Proactive International PR, one of the leading global technology and marketing agencies that delivers integrated communications campaigns.
We've been talking about all these amazing things, all the things AI can do with satellite communication.
Yeah.
Like, it's making it faster, more efficient, even, what was it, more secure. But I have to ask, like, is there a downside? I mean, are we putting too much trust in AI for something this important?
You're right to be cautious. It's a good question. I mean, with any new technology, there's always potential risks.
Yeah, like what?
Well, for one, there's always the possibility of unexpected errors. Like AI systems, they're complicated.
Yeah, for sure.
And space, let's be honest, it's a pretty harsh environment.
No
So
kidding.
there's always a chance, however small, that an AI could, I don't know, malfunction, make a bad decision.
Right. So it's really important to make sure these AI systems are like super robust.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Rigorous testing, redundancy measures, all that is critical. It's kind of like having a backup generator at home,
Yeah.
you know.
Right, just in case. Okay, that makes sense. Anything else we should be thinking about?
Well, we talked about how AI is great for cybersecurity, right?
Yeah.
But there's a flip side to that coin.
Oh, interesting.
That same intelligence could potentially be used by, someone with bad intentions.
So wait, are you saying AI could be used to, like, attack satellite systems?
It's possible. It's a constant game of cat and mouse, staying one step ahead of those who might want to use AI for harmful purposes.
Like what? Give me an example.
Disrupting communications,
Yeah.
stealing sensitive data, maybe even trying to take control of satellites. Who knows?
Okay, that's pretty unsettling. So what can we do about it?
It's an arms race, basically. In the digital world, we need to keep developing stronger defenses, AI-powered defenses.
So AI to fight AI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And beyond security concerns, we also have to think about the impact on the workforce, the people who work in the satellite industry.
Yeah, what about jobs?
Right, a lot of people are worried about AI taking their jobs.
Hmm.
But I think we should see it as an opportunity, not a threat.
How so?
Well, AI will probably automate a lot of the routine stuff, the tedious tasks,
Makes sense.
which frees up human operators to focus on more, complex decision making, the big picture stuff.
So it's not about replacing humans, it's about like enhancing their capabilities.
That's exactly it, like giving them a super smart assistant.
Okay, I like that analogy. It sounds like overall the benefits of AI in this field really outweigh the
I
risks.
think so, yes.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful. It's important to have these conversations, be aware of the potential challenges and work together to find solutions. Make sure we're using AI responsibly.
Right, ethically.
Exactly.
Okay, this has been super insightful, but before we move on, I want to touch on the most, I don't know, futuristic aspect of all this.
Autonomous satellites.
Yeah, the article sort of hints at this future where satellites are like making their own decisions, adapting to situations, even working together to achieve complex goals. Is that really possible?
It's still early days, but the potential is huge. Just imagine a whole fleet of satellites exploring the solar system, gathering data, maybe even responding to unexpected events, all without, constant human intervention. It's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's incredible. What kind of impact could that have on, say, the search for extraterrestrial life? We were talking about that earlier.
Well, imagine an AI-powered probe programmed to, let's say, analyze planetary atmospheres, scan for biosignatures, maybe even conduct experiments, looking for signs of microbial life.
Wow.
It would be like having a, I don't know, a robotic astrobiologist out there constantly searching for answers.
That's wild. And it's not just about other planets, right? What about the universe as a whole?
We could create these networks of AI-powered telescopes, constantly scanning, identifying new celestial objects, even picking up those faint signals from distant galaxies.
And all that data would be so valuable to scientists.
It would be like having this giant cosmic eye, always watching, always learning.
It's hard to even comprehend. It's amazing. But how do we even begin to process all that information? It must be overwhelming.
That's where AI comes in again. It can filter the data, find the most important findings, and send that back to Earth, even with limited bandwidth.
So it's like a built-in editor, basically.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Of course, there are still challenges, right?
Yeah.
Building these AI systems that can handle the harsh environment of space, making sure they're reliable, over long periods, and maintaining some level of human control. It's a balancing act.
Right, that makes sense. We don't want to lose control completely. Okay, but if we can get it right, the rewards are enormous.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about understanding life beyond Earth. Think about global communication.
Okay, yeah.
What if everyone, everywhere, even in the most remote places, had access to high-speed internet thanks to these AI-powered satellite
Would
constellations?
change everything.
It would. Education, healthcare, economic opportunities. We could bridge the digital divide on a global scale.
That's a powerful thought.
And that's just one example. Think about disaster response, climate monitoring, resource management. All these things could benefit tremendously.
This whole conversation has been so eye-opening. It seems like AI isn't just transforming satellite technology, it's changing how we think about our place in the universe.
I think that's a really profound observation. We're living in a time of incredible advancement, and AI is leading the charge. But we have to remember, it's up to us to use this power responsibly.
Couldn't agree more. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, explored a lot of different ideas,
We have.
but I think it's safe to say that the future of AI and satellite communications, it's looking pretty bright.
Yeah, definitely. It's an exciting time.
That is all for this episode. Until next time, stay connected.